case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So, Gibbons.
What a concert, man.
I want to know the answer to the question. What made you cry at the Jonas Brothers concert last night?
Because, yeah, especially because Riggs was with you, so I want to know.
Yeah, there were tons of girls around us. There were, like, younger girls that were crying because they were just excited to see the Jonas Brothers again back together on stage.
You telling me that gave me chills and almost brings a tear to my eye again, Riggs.
Why?
So we're at the concert last night. It's the Joe Bros. They're about to hit the stage. Uh-huh. The lights go down and they're playing some kind of montage. And Riggs is screaming and I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And then I stop and I just look around. I take a second to like soak it in, right? And I hear two girls behind us who are probably in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
And the one girl turns to the other girl and she goes, Katie, can you believe we waited 11 years for this moment?
Aww.
We never got to see them before, and now we're Aww. Here. And they hugged, and I just looked back over my shoulder, and seeing them in the moment as they're crying, I was like, I can imagine.
You don't need to cry. I get why you get all the feels from it.
But you got to remember, I just last weekend traveled 450 miles to see my favorite band, The Starting Line, a band no one's ever heard of.
Did you talk to a therapist about why you cry over nothing lately?
I have not done that
yet. It's not normal, just for the record.
It's normal to cry.
No, but it's not normal to cry over, like, if you can cry at the drop of the hat.
When it comes to, like, there's certain, like, music stuff hits me in the feels. And I can, when I hear certain music, I go, any song, really, I can go back to a time in life
yes.
and, like, make it that moment. And just seeing the two girls behind me and knowing there's 20,000 people in the arena probably having that same memory, it all just punched me right in the feels.
Was that what you were talking about? At one point, he goes, are you listening to what's happening behind us right now?
Yes.
And I was like, no, I'm watching the show.
Right.
It's Nick, Kevin, and Joe.
Right. And I was in the moment. Because
you nosy, man.
They were so overjoyed, and I was so overjoyed for them that I did shed a little tear.
I will say this. There's tons of girls whose parents never took them to a show.
Right.
I was one of those growing up. My parents refused to take me to New Kids on the Block. No matter what, if they were in town at the state fair, whatever, never got to go. So as an adult, it was like a game changer when I got to go see them.
Right?
Yeah. You can text us 71037 if you were there last night, if you got the feels last night.
So amazing. How does it not hit you in the feels knowing that people waited 11 years, Allie, and they got there. They got to the show and they were singing and dancing.
I mean, it's awesome. Like, yeah, they had a great night.
Questions.
I'm not going to cry though.
Allie said she had questions. What are your questions?
Oh my God. Okay, so I have so many questions. One, what did they open with? What song?
Roller Coaster.
Yes.
Okay. What did they sing that we know at the Jonas Brothers concert?
Oh my God.
At the Pfizer. Come on, give me a list. We know the songs. Give me the damn list.
SOS. Only Human.
Yep.
Yep.
Sucker. They did Cool.
Uh-huh.
Cool. What about their old stuff?
Nick Jonas did Jealous.
Okay.
He came out. They did Cake. They did Cake by the Ocean. DNC. Uh-huh.
Did Nick Jonas look hot?
Of course he looked
That'll
hot.
That'll make me cry.
He was jacked, dude. He's got huge arms.
That guy never skips arm day.
Never.
You freaking out, intern? You're not even saying a word.
She's been
standing. Do you have any questions about the Jonas
down.
Brothers concert?
Do you have feels about
because
the Jonas Brothers?
How old are you? 21. So you're like right in the demographic of girls that grew up. Get on the mic already. I'm gonna start calling you intern. This one. There's a fourth mic.
Go over to that fourth
one
over there.
She's only her third week. She's learning. Okay.
They played Mandy, the very first song that they ever did. They played Love Bug. They played Year 3000. They played Sucker. They played Burn It Up. They played it all.
And so what?
They were rocking the guitars. I thought they were just gonna be out there singing and dancing. They played their own stuff and they were out there legit rocking.
They always have.
They're musicians. All of them are.
They've always been guitar players.
It was my first time seeing them live. It was my first time. So I was.
You've seen TV shows of them. They had a whole TV show where they performed.
Yeah, but now that was then. This is now.
Right.
Weirdo.
Intern Visco girl.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers fan, yes?
What do you want to know? Talk closer into the mic.
I don't know.
Oh, get the hell out of here. I got more then.
What song was the most exciting for you to hear live?
Ooh, good question.
Honestly, when they started doing DNCE Cake by the Ocean, when they did the Nick song, when
when they did their solo stuff is when people freaked.
When they were embracing their solo stuff, that was cool for me because that was like saying, look, we did our own stuff.
Right.
We're happy we did our own stuff and we're still together. It was like no hard feelings type thing. Yes, Allie.
What song made the crowd go the craziest?
Probably SOS.
Okay. What guy in the group made the crowd go craziest? Nick, Joe, or Kevin? Who did they scream more for? Because we know one Kevin.
Listen, I was screaming for Kevin. I was the only one screaming for Kevin.
A lot of times, Nick would go first, and the crowd would go nuts, and then Joe would be like 10 feet behind him, and then the crowd would really pop.
So and Joe couldn't... would walk up behind him while Nick's playing guitar, and Joe puts his arm around him, and he's singing, and everybody's just going crazy. So it was hard to tell which
one. You didn't know which one they were screaming for.
They were screaming for both of them. They were losing their mind for
people
both of them.
People are texting in at 71037. If you have another question, go for it. But people are saying, Allie's low-key killing the Joe Bros vibe. Somebody else said, it was the best night of my life besides giving birth to my daughter. Get the hell out of here, weirdo.
See? I guarantee the person who texted that shed tears.
The birth of your daughter, and I love the Jonas Brothers, but really, you're going to compare those two?
Okay, she was.
Do you have any more questions about the Jonas Brothers intern, Visco girl?
Yes.
No, I think I'm
damn it. Hold on, good. I'm back.
Hold on, somebody texted in 71037. I cried during When You Look Me in the Eye. It's my favorite song. Hashtag all the feels. So we're shedding tears.
Here's one. Kevin talked about the idea of getting back together and going on tour and said, will people even care?
Is that what they said on stage?
Yeah. Yep. That was part of the documentary, too, that they put on Amazon Prime.
Would people care?
Yeah, would people care? They were are people going to care when we come back together? Because they'd been solo for so long. They were like,
careers were on fire, minus Kevin. However, she's got another question. Good. But I was going to say, you have to remember, these are the girls that grew up. They're now 25, 20 to 25. They were 10 to 15 10 years ago. And they're freaking out because now they're adults. I get it. I love it that you guys have your boy band.
Your other question, intern Visco girl, yes.
Did they sing any Camp Rock songs?
The guys probably don't know what those are.
I'm going to try
I'm going to try to stall
while Riggs looks it up.
Let me know if these are Camp Rock songs. Mandy, Paranoid, Got Me Going Crazy, Play By Music, World
War
III.
Play By Music is a Camp Rock.
They did do some Camp Rock stuff,
nice
of course. Of course they did.
Texas 71037 that said, hey, Allie, Riggs, and Gibbons, last night was crazy. The best songs were about... The best songs were Cake by the Ocean when they did Burning Up in the encore.
Oh, Burning Up.
Also, yeah. Riggs and Gibbons, sorry for my friend shaming you about the size of your beers. Hope you guys had a great night, and thanks for not shaming us for how lit we all were.
Were they shaming you because they were small or little?
Those are the girls behind us. They were like, you need the big beers, because they gave us the smaller cups, and we were like, there's bigger beers?
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So Gibbons and I went back out and got bigger beers.
You're damn right.
They're like, yes.
This is my favorite. Nick looked at me. I was inches away at the back. Okay, maybe Nick did. I don't want to ruin her vibe. I'm just going to tell her Nick totally looked at her.
They made eye contact. They had a moment.
They do that on stage where they make you look like they're looking at you,
totally
man.
Did.
It's an amazing thing.
You're killing the vibe.
See? I'm being too honest.
Do you want the juice or not?
Oh my God.
That's hysterical.
Let her have the feels. Yes, they did.
So great.
People are texting in, hell yes, they played Camp Rock.
Yeah, they did.
They played Gotta Find You from Camp Rock. Somebody wants to know, what is a Visco girl? Thank you for that question because
yes.
I didn't know until 3 days ago and I don't think people know what the hell. Gibbons was saying it and didn't even know what it was.
Visco girl is a girl that has the scrunchies, right? Usually an oversized sweatshirt, right? A Hydro Flask, concerned about the turtles. Metal straw, saving the turtles.
She's a basic bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. But wait a second, though. Isn't Visco like an app or
Visco
something?
Visco is a photo editing app, yes.
Like V-S-C-O.
V-S-C-O, yes.
And so that's why you call them Visco girls, because they're the ones that would edit their pictures on Instagram.
Yes, and they're very environmentally conscious, and they always have the extra scrunchies on their hands.
So they're basically a young millennial.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yes.
And they all probably cry at Jonas Brothers concerts, much like myself.
They are all our intern, Visco girl.
Yes.
<That's her. laughs> She's like,
she holds her chin like, yep, that's me.
Did you throw any panties at Nick for me?
Yes.
Did you say these are from Allie?
No, I did not.
Damn
I said
it.
They were from me, and I threw them at Kevin.
Who would you throw your underwear at, Visco girl?
No comment.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Listening.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.